Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tmura Daf Chaf Vav Amud Bet. This will be our final podcast in this, the fifth parak of Masechet Tmura, the Mishnah, which is right in the middle of the Amud, is going to deal with the proper formulation for a Tmura. Harezu Tachatzu Tmuratzu or Chalifatzu. Harezu Tmura. So you have two animals in front of you. One of is Hektesh and one is not. And you say Zu Tachatzu, and that's the word we're going to spend some time on. Tumratzu Chalifatzu, that works, but Zu Mechulelet al Zu, this is redeemed on this one, Ein Zu Tumura. So the words we're going to use for proper Tumura are attachment as opposed to redemption. Mayav Tesh Balmum, but if you said Mechulelet and the Hektesh was a Balmum, then Yotze L'chulin, V'tzarek L'asot Damim, then it becomes Chulin, the Chilul works, the redemption works, and then you have to configure how much the original animal was worth relative to what the replacement was worth and make up the difference. Now, lemeimer de tachat leishta dat fusehu, so you're going to read in our Mishnah that the word tachat means attachment. Or mimu, watch the challenge. Kod shebet akabayit, if you have bet akabayit, which does not make tumura. Amar chalifatzu tumuratzu, if you say this is a replacement or tumura, lo amar klum, that doesn't work. Tachat zu mechulelet al zu, but in place of or redeemed on it, tfarav kaimin, which means tachat means redeem, not attach. So why, in the case of kochev mizbeach, is it considered a tmura, kochev kabayit, why is it a redemption? Amar baye, my answer is as follows. Tachat mishkach leishtan tfusehu leishtan achule. Essentially, tachat is an equivoke. It could be attachment or redemption, and we'll prove it from the text. Leishna dat fusei could be attachment dichtiv im tachteha tamora baheret. And many examples of where the word tachat means in the place of, in the location of. And this is where the baheret stays in its place, and that makes it a nega. But it also, da'achule, means redeemed dichtiv tachat anachoshet avizahav. And it's a long passage. The Yeshayahu there says, in place of the brass, I'll bring gold, and in place of the I'll bring silver, etc. And that is a replacement and redemption. V'hilkach, therefore, since it's an equivocabe, kochem izbech, davdin tmura, when it comes to kochem izbech, that it could make a tmura, leishnat fusehu, we regard it as a tmura. Gabi kochem rekabayit to lovdin tmura, there is no tmura for betakabayit, we interpret his words to work, and that means leishnat achulehu, it means redemption. Okay, Amar Rava, afil b'kochem izbeach, there's a fine twist on it, he says, even kochem izbeach, mishkach ala leishnat achulehu, sometimes it could mean redeem. For if the Hektesh was Balmum, and you say Tachat, it should become a redemption, not an attachment, and therefore not a Tmura, which is not the way that our Mishnah presents it, the simple read. Amar Rashi, afilu b'Balmum, na mishkach ala leishnat achule, mishkach ala leishnat atfusei. He says, you know what, even if it's a Balmum, it's not so clear that it's always a redemption. Yado HaKodesh, if you have put your hand on the Hektesh, which is Balmum, Chol have it, you're trying to redeem it. But Yadoa Chol, if you point to the Chulin one, and you say Zu Tachat Zu, then Kodesh have it, you're just trying to attach it. Okay, Baya Baya. Baya asks a question, which we're going to go through several Imtim Tzolomers on. Let's say you have two animals that are Hektesh, both Balot Mum. Shtoy Bemot Shachulin Timot. And two animals of Chulin that have no Mum. From Raheilu Tachat Elu. And then you said, these take the place of those, or Tachat. Mahu, how do we interpret the word tachat? And tachat's the only word that we're going to care about because anything else would be clear as to its meaning. Mia marlat fusei, is he trying to attach the two chulin onto the hektesh? Velaki, and therefore he gets double sets of makot for a double tmura. Odilma, or perhaps we only one set, but odilma kolecha de ikatera, or perhaps since there's a way to do this, mutar. We will not assume that the person is going to walk away from that there and do the Isur, and therefore we'll assume that his meaning is to redeem and not to attach. If you're going to take that second position and give him the benefit of the doubt, then what about this? Let's say I have two Kodesh animals, one's a Balmum, and two Chulin that are Balat Mum. One of them balat mum. Now, v'mahare elu tachar elu, and you just do a double switch, meaning these take the place of those, mahu. Now, that means that automatically one of them is certainly going to be a tmura. Whichever you're putting in place of the tamim, of the kodesh, is a tmura. So Miyamar Tmima Tachat Tmima Tfus Sebalat Mum Tachat Balam Machulei. So do we say that the Tmima takes the place of the Tmima? And that's a one set of makot. But the Baal Mum is taking place to the Baal Mum, and that's just a redemption. Maybe they're crossing over, which means that the Tmima of Chulin is taking the place of Baal Mum of Hekdesh, and that's a Tmura. And Baalat Mum de Chulin, Tmima de Hekdesh, which is also a Tmura, Tavayolak, and you get makot double. So if you're going to say, well, no, we're going to interpret it liberally, and so therefore, so even though he's doing an isur, we'll say that he's not doing two isurim because we could interpret the sentence to only make it one. So now you got three animals of Kodesh. So two of them are Tmimot, one is a Balmum. You got three Chulin, all Tmimot. Which means automatically you're going to have at least two tmurot here. Since the tmurot are taking the place of the tmurot, latfuse, and that's tmura, tmurot nami tachat balat mum latfuse, maybe the tmurot are also now joining in with the balat mum, and you're making now six, which means there's three sets of makot. Odilma chanami kol echadika teiro los avidi sura. And therefore, and, or should we say that we'll still interpret that there is no isur here, in the third one, because he's not going to leave a heter and do an isur, and therefore the third one will be a redemption. Obviously, he only gets two sets of makot. If you want to accept that principle, that's only because the fellow has not demonstrated a pattern of isur because he didn't do the isur three times. So by Ravashi, the Ravashi asked the follow-up question, which is, let's say you have four kodesh and one balmum. They're all tmimot. Now three of them are for sure tmura. So he's established a pattern of violation. Maybe all four of them now are tmura. But still, we could argue that even though he's got a pattern of doing isurim, when we could interpret a particular statement as being leheter leisur, we're going to interpret it leheter. And he only gets three sets of makot and not four. And the answer to all this is teiku. Although it does sound like, up until that point, and certainly the Rambam Shita would be, of his approach to Imtim Salomar, would be that we will interpret all of them favorably, and the only question will be the last one. Okay, Maitara Ektesh Balmum Yatzal Lechulin. So we said at the end of the Mishnah that if you said, Zet Tachat Zet, Zet Mechulelet Azu, then it doesn't work as a tmura, and if the Hektesh was Balmum, then it goes Lechulin, and you then have to, do a confederation of Domim and see how much you owe is the difference. I'm Rav Yochanan Yatzal Lechulin Dvar Torah. So Rav Yochanan says that Mida Oraita, the Kodesh becomes Chulin, it is redeemed. So but the fact that you have to make up the difference in money, that's Mida Rabbanan. He says, no, it's all Doraita, including making up the difference. So the Maya Skinan, what's the case? What's the differential that we're dealing with? If you think the differential is 1/6, and there's a question of whether or not there's ona'a in Kodshim, and that is when the difference between the proper price and the price that you paid is 1/6, you have to make up the difference. How can Rish Lakish say that it's Doraita? But none, we have a clear Mishnah above Mitzvah in the fourth parak. Hekdesh is one of the famous four things for which ona'a doesn't apply. So therefore, how could you think that? Ella abitul mikach. It must be talking about where the difference was more than 1/6, and to say that the entire transaction is nullified. Here, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's only drabanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah talking about regular karka, and Rabbi Yonah mark teshut, and Rabbi Yonah talking about teshut. Tavar mishpeti Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, "Ona in then bitul mikach yeshlem." There is no ona in those cases, as we know from the Mishnah, but there certainly is bitul mekach if it's more than 1/6. So we go the olam bitul mekach. It must be bitul mekach. The epoch turn it around and say, indeed, Rabbi Yochanan said it's d'oraita, and Rish Lakish said it's d'rabbanan. How can you turn it around? So according to Rabbi Yonah, who said that Rabbi Yochanan says that Hekdesh does have Bitul Mekach, then Kol Shekhen HaKarkot, so his position is, and certainly Karka will have, because it's Chulin, but according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan only extended Bitul Mekach to Karka, not to Hekdesh. So how can you turn it around? Which means either way you got a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yirmiyah comes to the answer and said to the rescue and says, "Lo tepoch, don't turn it around." And Lemid Shmuel came palgi. Perhaps the machloket is simply machloket about how to interpret Shmuel, meaning the machloket Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah is machloket about whether to apply Shmuel. What's Shmuel's famous rule? Hekdesh shavavana shechilah shavaprut mechulal. If you have hekdesh worth $1 million and you're machalit on one pruta, it is mechulal. You just owe money. Rabbi Yonah lately to Shmuel. Rabbi Yonah does not accept Shmuel, and therefore he says you really do have to. It would be canceled unless you pay the proper amount. Rabbi Yirmiyah eat lady Shmuel. Rabbi Yirmiyah accepts that that's true in Hekdesh, and it's only in Chulin that Betul Mekach could happen. We say, look, bein demar eat lady Shmuel. Everybody accepts Shmuel. Rabbi Yonah savar ki amar Shmuel diavad. The Shmuel statement was only b'diavad, but lachatchila lo amar lachatchila. You can't do that. And Rabbi Yirmiyah savar filo lachatchila. Rabbi Yirmiyah says even lachatchila you could redeem Hekdesh on less than its value, even by a lot less, and therefore there is no Betul Mekach. Now we buy Teimal the Olam Lo Tepuch. If you want to go back, you could say, let's keep Rabbi Yochanan saying it's Durabanan, and Rosh Lakish Doraita. Kakashlach Manitin Elu Dvarim, the Mishnah from Bab Metzia, the Hekdeshot is in there as not having Onah, except Rav Chista. Rav Chista interprets it the opposite way. Rav Chista Einan Onah means Einan Metorat Onah. Philip Bachman de Onah Choser. Onah means that up until 1/6 of a difference, people are mochel. At 1/6, they want the onah back, and after it's greater than 1/6 of a difference, the whole thing is off. The whole deal is off. Einan onah doesn't mean that you cannot assess it differently and say, well, whatever he paid, it doesn't matter how close it is to the real price, it's okay. It means that even less than 1/6 gets canceled. That's what it means. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say that in this particular case, the difference has to be made up midrabanan. So Amar Ula lo amru ella b'shamui betray. So I'm sorry. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan would interpret it, as Rabbi Yochanan saying it is midrabanan, and Rish Lakish would therefore interpret the Mishnah as saying no, it means in the mona absolutely midoraita, and any amount has to go back. Okay, Amar Ula. And Rabbi Yochanan would interpret it not like Rav Chista. Now, Amar Ula. Lo amru ella b'shamui betray. Ula said, by the way, when do we say that you have to reassess it and find the difference? That's when the original assessment was done by two or one people, dayanim. Shamui b'fata, the minute that three dayanim did the assessment, avagav da'atid mea, even if 100 people later come and assess it as being more, lo hada, we don't go back, we leave it at the original price. When do we say that two are like 100 and 100 are like two? Meaning that once you've got the proper amount, the fact that you have more coming in later doesn't change anything. That's as far as Eidut goes. Two guys testify to one thing, 100 guys testify to another thing. It's Trey, Mul Trey. That's it. Well, Ian Umdana, when it comes to assessment, Bata Deo does Linen. We do see how many more people there are, and 100 is more than two. Second of all, even if you have three and three, you follow the second opinion if it's greater to benefit Hekdesh. The answer is, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that the need to make up the difference is Midurabanan, and therefore the Rabbanan were Mekel and said, once you got a proper assessment by three, that's the end of the road. Okay, next, the final Mishnah. So you have an Ola sitting there, a Chatat sitting there, and you have the third animal, and you say, this is a place of the Ola Tachat Chatat. Lo Amar Klum. That doesn't work at all. Now, I'm sorry, you don't have the animal sitting there at all, and you just point to an animal and say, Zutachat Ola Tachat Chatat. You haven't said anything because, and this is not an issue of mixed declaration, but you said either Tachat Ola, you said Tachat Chatat. You said nothing because a Tmura has to have an index animal that it's working from. Tachat chatat zu, v'tachat ola zu, tachat chatat, v'tachat ola sheishti b'bayit. If you have a chatat you're pointing to, or an ola you're pointing to, or a chatat or an ola you have in the house, and you mention it, if you really do have it in the house, then it works. If you point to an animal that just can't be brought in the Mizbeach, it's a pig, a horse, or a balmum. You haven't said anything. But if you said it, that they are le'ola, then they have kedushat ola, meaning kedushat domim la Mizbeach. You have to sell them and then use that money to bring a proper ola. Okay, the very short Gemara we have in Rehuda Marav, Manina Lokrab Meir, the Rameir, Amen of the Motzid Vav Labatola. When you said, Areisu Tachat Ola Tachat Chatat, or the statement about the Balmum, and you said Ola, Rameir would say, people don't make declarations. They might say Stam things, but they don't make declarations for naught. And therefore we have to interpret it as being meaningful. And therefore, in all the cases of the Mishnah, we would be more stringent and say that there really is some Hekdesh there. It's only because you have animals that aren't fit for the Mizbeach that when you said the word Ola, it means nothing, but Leola does go for the money. So lo by a Muma. Therefore, you don't need them to have a Mum in order to redeem them. But if you're Mafrish a female for an Asham or for an Ola, by a Muma, you need to have a Mum. And that's why the Mishnah didn't pick that case. You can't redeem without a mum. Therefore, our Mishnah does not follow B'Shimon. As we saw earlier, B'Shimon says that you would sell it without a mum, because if you're makdish something, it's not fit for the Mizbeach, it immediately becomes Berakah Bayit. You redeem it without a mum. You don't need to wait for a mum. And with that, we come to a completion of our study. The fifth parak, Adron Alach Ketzad Ma'arimin. Mirtz Hashem, we will pick up with the sixth and penultimate parak of Masechet Temura in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.